Hi, how's it going? It's Michael Redmond here. Now, you may well know me as a stand-up comedian, which I actually was for over 30 years. Or you might know me better as Father Stone from the Channel 4 sitcom, Father Ted. And if that happens to be the case and you're still wondering how I am after all these years, well, I'm still fine. So, what am I doing here? Well, I've kind of retired from stand-up, but I keep coming up with, you know, the odd idea for a joke or a comedy monologue or a comedy routine or that kind of thing because, to be honest with you, I quickly realised that taking up gardening in retirement wasn't going to satisfy me enough, you know, it wasn't going to do it for me. Jesus, gardening, you know. And anyway, I don't have a garden, which is probably why I was often found standing in other people's gardens over the years. So what's this all about? Well, this is my comedy podcast, which I've called What Are You Doing in My Garden? I suppose the best way to describe it is it's a short weekly podcast in which I'll be, you know, throwing in a joke or two or talking about a range of things from, say, drink driving in Ireland in the 1970s, my chance encounter with Joanna Lumley, pole vaulting geriatrics, and lots of other things. But no poetry. Absolutely no bloody poetry. So if you have anything to say or add to what I've been musing on the podcast, it'd be great to hear from you. Or in fact, also, if you have any questions about Father Ted, I'd be happy to answer them as well. The email address for the podcast is whatareyoudoinginmygarden@gmail.com. Hello, it's Michael Redmond here again with my podcast, What Are You Doing in My Garden? I'll start again. Give me a 3, 2, 1 if you can.
3, 2, 1.
Hello, it's Michael Redmond here again. Welcome back to my podcast, What Are You Doing in My Garden? Hopefully some of you listened to episode 1 and had a bit of a chuckle or maybe had some food for thought. Anyway, let's go straight into episode 2, which I've called Ball Man Conspiracy, and also Small Chubby Men with Fat Hairy Little Legs Who Wear Shorts in Public. Now, I was in my local pub recently with some friends, and this big bloke happened to walk in. It was pretty obvious he was wearing a toupee, you know. I mean, it was sort of one of those, you know, cheap toupees where it's sort of two different colours, and it was really obvious. And the two of us, to be honest, had a bit of a coming together because I didn't mean him any harm. I merely suggested he should take the toupee off while he was indoors. Otherwise, he wouldn't feel the benefit of it when he went outside again. Didn't share my sense of humour at all. In fact, he was very pissed off. Anyway, it's good to start off the episode with a ball joke. Now listen, I might as well be honest with you from the start. I don't trust ball men. I don't trust them at all. I tell you why, I'm 73 years old and I still have a full head of hair, but I often see ball men, particularly those that are younger than me, sort of staring aggressively as if to think sort of, who does that old bastard think he is with all that hair? I can kind of feel their aggression. They definitely resent us. They're definitely plotting something, ganging up together. I mean, you often see them, don't you? See 3 or 4 ball men huddled together in a pub or in a street corner, whispering to each other. I mean, they're definitely up to no good. And I know for a fact there are already cells of ball men. Yes, cells of ball men around the country, even around the world, who are ready to pounce. And some of them, I've heard, have some quite extreme views, actually advocating that all hairdressing salons should be closed down because they only cater for people with hair and discriminate against ball people. What a lot of bollocks. But their movement is getting quite big. I mean, they even have their own motto, which is called Bald is Beautiful. I mean, bald is beautiful. Come on, I mean, it's not beautiful. I'm not saying baldness is ugly, but I mean, it's not beautiful because there's nothing there. I mean, baldness is, in essence, it's an emptiness. There's no hair. It's one of the words, you know, bald, bereft of hair. And a lot of bald men are already moving into positions of authority that you never used to see before. I mean, think, for example, of the amount of bald referees there are in the Premier League. Loads of them, nearly all of them are bald. And if you don't take my word for it, go watch the futuristic sci-fi film Dune 2, in which the House of Harnon, who are all ball men, are out to overthrow the ruling House of Atreides, who all seem to have a full head of hair. You heard it here first. Baldies on the move. The bald revolution. Call it what you like. Now, from ball men, just one quick thing. If you ever find yourself, like I did recently, being followed along the street by a group of aggressive ball men shouting taunts at you, like sort of, you know, hairy bastard and hair wanker. First thing is, keep your cool. But the second most important thing is, try and find a hairdresser, because hairdressers are a sanctuary. Hairdressers are to ball men what a crucifix is to vampires. Once they see a hairdresser, they'll scatter in all directions and they won't come near you again. And if by any chance, here's a little tip for you. If by any chance you can't find a hairdresser, always carry a comb in your person. And if you're being hassled by ball men, whip it out and start combing your hair. It'll really piss them off. So be careful out there. So that about, so that covers bald men. Let's move on now to small chubby men with fat hairy little legs who wear shorts in public. Why, here you ask, what's wrong with them? Well, I tell you what, I don't mean to be reactionary, but I don't think they should be allowed to wear shorts in public. They shouldn't be allowed. I'll tell you why, because when small chubby men with fat hairy little legs wear shorts in public and then they cross their legs, the excess flesh underneath their upper thigh squirts out, spreads out like a sort of a hairy, misshapen pancake, and it's disgusting. And it's put me off pancakes for life, which really pisses me off because I used to bloody love pancakes. Pancake Tuesday was a favourite day of the year. I could, you know, take or leave most Tuesdays, but I used to bloody love Pancake Tuesday. I spent hours in the kitchen cooking up different recipes of pancakes. I bloody loved it. They're actually, I think, probably my favourite food of all time, pancakes. But it wasn't just Pancake Tuesday, you know, I used to eat pancakes 3 or 4 times a week. Why limit yourself to one once a year when it's a lovely food? I mean, it's all sorts of pancakes. Savoury and sweet, sweet and sour. Savoury and for the fuck it is anyway, it doesn't matter. Pancakes and me were made for each other. I mean, I used to love them even from when I was a wee kid. My mother used to cook pancakes for me. But now these little, you know, bastards, yes, little bastards, wearing shorts in public and exposing their grubby, chubby, grubby, short little legs, they've deprived me of one of the greatest pleasures in life. The pleasure of eating pancakes, and I can never, ever forgive them for that. Utter, utter bastards.